שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד עשר.
Hey, we're reading from the book Study of Ten Sefirot, page 212. We're in the fifth part here, the words of Ari, number 12. Words of Ari, number 12.
Haya bo nefesh levad.
Thus, when Keter comes, being the last of all of them, he emerged only as Nefesh.
Thirteen.
Indeed, when Keter comes, Malchut is complete.
Thus, when Keter comes, being the last of all of them, he emerged only as Nefesh. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord has sworn by his soul. Even this phase of Nefesh of Keter did not remain in the world of Akudim, for it was once more concealed and remained adhered to her place in her emanator.
When Keter emerged, he only had Nefesh, and that phase too did not remain in him, for she departed to the emanator. Thus, when Keter comes, being the last of all, he emerged only as Nefesh. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord has sworn by his soul. Even this phase of Nefesh of Keter, it did not remain in the world of Akudim, for it was once more concealed and remained adhered to her place in her emanator.
Next. 13.
When Keter came, Malchut had Naranhai, and the rest of the Sefirot were absent, and had to return to the emanator. 13. Indeed, when Keter comes, Malchut is complete with all five inner lights, which are Naranhai. Now, all the Sefirot were still deficient, for they emerged deficient and incomplete. This was indeed intentional. And this is why they had to return and rise to the emanator to receive their completion from him.
Every change, even the smallest, demands the lights to return to the emanator, and then they expand down below again. There's no partial things in spirituality. It's always like that.
14. Keter emerged last and returned first. Malchut emerged first and returned last. 14. Now, going back, Keter returned before all of them. It follows that he departed last and entered first. Malchut is the opposite. She left first and entered last. This is the meaning of the verse, I am the first and I am the last. This is the explanation of the verse. The explanation of this verse is correct both in the Sefirah Keter and Sefirah Malchut, though one is opposite of the other. It is known that Ani, I, is an appellation for Malchut, and its opposite, Ein, absence, is an appellation for Keter.
Kenyev.
Osnip. Tetvav.
Rega, yesh lano itafo.
Hold on, Ita 4.
Grazie, Rav. Non ho capito. Io sono il primo e sono l'ultimo. Cosa intende dire?
I'm the first and I'm the last. What?
Ma pirush?
What is the meaning?
Pulot
The actions are generally speaking of the Creator. I am the first and I am the last. He surrounds creation from beginning to end. He sustains everything. There's nothing outside of his actions. And here, he interprets it according to the entrance of the lights into the vessels and the departures of the light from the vessels. I'm first and I am last. It's Keter and Malchut. Each one of them begins and ends creation. Ani is the appellation from Malchut, and Ain speaks of the Keter. So I am first and I am last speaks of the Malchut, and from the Ani, the I, comes to the negation of the I, and that becomes the Ain, the Keter.
Rav, e perché Keter si riferisce qui come Ain?
Why is Keter named as Ain?
Because you have no attainment in it. It is attained through all the other sefirot, from Chokhmah down to Malchut. Malchut attains, well, expands from the Keter through all the sefirot down to her. But Keter in and of itself, you cannot attain. It's the source. The way it expands through all the sefirot, Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut absorbs these things. It makes a zivug daka, coupling and striking, and in it, it reveals what it receives from the Keter. And it attains all those things, all the other sfiot, but not Keter itself, but only that which comes out of it.
Ken, Mother Moscow one.
Да, Раб, спасибо. А вот привычка подобным образом действовать в обратной последовательности, это для того, чтобы...
This habit to act in this opposite form, this is something that we receive from the creation, from anew, from below above.
Yes, PT 19.
What does it mean that he mentions here some kind of organization here, some form that the Keter was the first and it was the last?
According to the lights, direct light and reflected light, that's how they're connected, and that's why in this mutual way they reveal one another. There's no Keter without Malchut, and there's no Malchut without Keter. This is called I am first and I am last.
It's a more specific question. What does it mean that Malchut was first and was out last?
According to the expansion of the light, Sniv.
When Keter disappeared, Malchut rose to the place of Yesod, and thus Malchut received the surrounding light of Chaya. Zeranpin received Yechida,
Bina
Chaya, and Chokhmah Neshama.
15.
When Keter disappeared to his origin, Chokhmah rose to the place of Keter, Bina to the place of Chokhmah, and all of them similarly. In the end, Malchut was in the place of Yesod, and by this ascent to the place of Yesod, light was added in her, and she had one surrounding light opposite the inner phase of Chaya.
Gam Zeranpin alab.
Zeranpin too rose by one degree. And the phase of Yechida from the inner lights was added in him. Now all his five inner lights have been completed. An inner phase of Chaya was added in Bina. And the inner phase of Neshama was added in Chokhmah.
Let's see item two, inner light here.
Inner light number two. As is written above, the ascent of Malchut to the place of Yesod, it means that the screen of phase four, which is the phase of the vessel of Malchut, rose and was refined to phase three, which is the phase of the vessel of Yesod. Then the upper light, which never stops, copulated with the screen of phase three, and ten sfirot at the level of Chochmah emerged. When Keter disappeared to his origin, the light of Chochmah rose to place of Keter, and Bina to the place of Chochmah. Similarly.
We spoke about it, we learned about it in the refinement of the Partsuf, and Malchut rises from Tabo to Pe. That's how the lights ascend and disappear. Item 16.
After that, Chochmah rose, Yechidah was added to Bina. Ziranpin received the surrounding of Chaya, and Malchut the surrounding of Yechidah.
Meaning, as the lights depart from the Partsuf, we have less inner light and more surrounding light.
Tetzayin.
16. After that, Chochmah rose in the emanator, and Bina rose to the place of Keter, and an inner phase of Yechidah was added in her, thus completing her with all five inner lights. A single surrounding light was added in Ziranpin, corresponding to the inner Chaya, and a higher surrounding light was added in Malchut, corresponding to the inner Yechidah.
That's how it is. We see how the lights that depart, they add themselves in vessels. Of course, eventually they'll discover it in science. Because this is the foundation for all the changes that exist in between all the parts of creation, between matter and energy that exists in all of creation. But they still cannot discover it because they cannot measure these things with their corporeal vessels or earthly vessels.
Да, дорогой Раф, так вот этот вот подъемы одной части парцуфа в другую, что здесь мы изучаем, это происходит.
So this ascent from one part of the parcuf into the second part, what we learn here, is it somehow within the parcuf?
Бетоха парцуф.
That's what's happening inside the parcuf, yes.
Так, вот как, то есть, что это такое, когда в парцуфе какая-то одна часть поднимается в другую? То есть какая-то часть
одна. What does it mean that one part within the parcuf rises to another part? It's some kind of connection to another degree?
Yeah, it's a degree. So you had yesterday, today is in a different state, in a different degree. And what was added today adds up to what was yesterday, and so on and so forth. Meaning each time you have a different order inside the, in the memory. Inside this, the inner order of things, inside of feelings, intentions, and in the memory. That's what he's explaining.
Кетер при этом остается как бы неизменным, или он тоже меняется вместе с этим?
And Кетер doesn't change, or it also changes?
Change. Кетер also changes. Everything changes.
Кмо регистрим в.
It's like registers in a computer. Everything moves one relative to the other.
And
through the movement, they reach their new connections.
Беседер. Moscow 6.
Вы, может быть, частично уже ответили на вопрос, но здесь возник такое ощущение, что правильно ли понимать, что здесь объясняется структура...
You already answered partly, but there's this feeling here that is it correct that the entire universe is being explained here?
Let it be so.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
How should I relate to surrounding light here? Because I thought there was this surrounding on the entire Patsuf, and here it turns out that in each Sfira there's a it's surrounding of its own.
Of course there's a surrounding light for every Sfira. She has surrounding light from the future, surrounding light from the past, and has inner light from the present. In this present, this inner light is also divided into inner light and surrounding light, because she cannot receive all of it in order to bestow. We always have inner lights and surrounding lights and many kinds of them.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thanks, Rav. Does it mean that the Keter rose to the emanator and then Chochmah and Bina, they went down to Keter?
So of course we speak this way, but it means that this power, this desire that sustained the decree of Keter now departed. And in its place, we have the desire that was managing or sustaining the degree of Chochmah, and now it's sustaining the degree of Keter. It's not simple. Because there's a huge difference between Keter and Chochmah. What does it mean that it rose in its place? Meaning it received in its place the degree of Keter. So what does it have left from the previous degree of Chochmah? We will learn about it later. He received an addition. Now he can be as a Keter to all the Sfirot.
Where does everything that departed, where does it go to? Where does it disappear to?
It goes to Ensof, to a higher degree.
What happens there?
They don't attain it. That's why it's called Ensof.
It's a continuation of that question. So actually, each degree that is,
each degree that departs delivers to the degree behind her, the Shimo, the records. We didn't speak about them yet. Spoke about lights and vessels. And then the degree that comes in its place does the work that the previous degree couldn't perform. We will talk about it.
We have
what to speak about today, Niv. So let's continue.
כשאלתה בינה, נתווסף בזרנפין
מקיף. Number 17. When Bina rose, the surrounding of Echida was added to Zeranpin. And Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain more than that. Number 17. Afterwards, Chesed rose to the place of Keter.
אלתה במעצילה.
For Bina rose to her emanator. Hence, the phase of the second surrounding, upper light, was added in Zeranpin, corresponding to the inner Yechidah. From there, on From there on, Zerampin and Malchut did not gain any more, and no additional light was added in them.
Hala, Yudchet.
Ot Yudchet.
18.
Bechol b'china u'v'china.
Each and every face has 10 sefirot contained in 5.
Hen b'pnimim.
Both in the inner and in the surrounding.
Ot Yudchet.
18. The thing is that there is one forward you should know, which is that it has been clarified above that there are 10 sefirot in each and every face, in each and every world, and every partsuf, no more and no less. There are 10 inner lights and 10 surrounding. However, the inner 10 are contained in only 5, corresponding to the 5 phases of the potsufim that they have, as mentioned elsewhere. These are Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. And in themselves, they are called the general Naran Chai, of which, of each and every particular world. Similarly, the surrounding lights are the same, meaning 10 contained in 5.
Ken. No, tamshich.
Yeah, keep going.
19. There are 5 inner lights and 5 surrounding lights in the 10 Sefirot of Rosh, but there are only 5 inner and 2 surrounding, Yechida and Chaya, from the Pei of Uk downward. 19. However, you should know that in all the lights, worlds, and Parsufim, from the Chotem of Adam Kadmon upward, in every Parsuf, these phases are always complete. They are 5 inner lights, consisted of 10 inner Sefirot, and 5 surrounding lights, consisted of 10 particular Sefirot. Yet from the Peh of Adam Kadmon down to the end of all the worlds, there are only 5 inner lights and 2 upper surrounding lights, corresponding to Chaya and Yechida. Not more. As the light was diminished from there onward. Thus, in the world of Akudim, which are the lights that emerge from the Pei of Adam Kadmon on outwards, there were only 5 inner lights and 2 surrounding lights, and not more. Remember this forward.
We came to an asterisk, something new. We'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. What do we have next, Nip?
Oh, we've got the schedule of broadcast today from 10 to 10:30. We have a program, the Talmud HaSefirot program with Michael Lightman, and from 12 to 1, an afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman, and from 6:30 to 7:30, Yeshivat Chavarim, which is on topic of happy in the joy of the Creator. And this is what we'll finish, and Yom Tov.
This is a message from God to stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love. change.